Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode, we're going to focus on how to cut costs coming into January in the post-Christmas period. For those of you following me a while, you'll know that I worked as a primary school teacher for 4 years. I lived in central London on a primary school teacher wage, which is about 21 grand a year, which when you're living in central London, when your rent is, you know, £600-700, it doesn't leave a lot of disposable income. It was a time in my life when I had to be very, very resourceful with money. I wouldn't change it for anything because I have some amazing resources and tips that I can offer people now, because there was a time when I had no money and I had made the choice to live a fitness lifestyle in spite of having very little money coming in. I remember the Christmas periods when I was working as a teacher and I'd come home, and between buying presents and going out on nights out, I remember January would come and I just had no money left, and I would literally wait until the end of the January month to get my next paycheck so that I could buy my supplements or pay my gym membership or whatever it was. So there's a couple of tips I'm going to offer in today's episode that will support you, whether you have a lot of money or you have none and you're a student or you're working a job where you're not taking a lot of income. The tips will hopefully support you, because there are places where you can massively cut corners and there's places where you probably shouldn't cut the corners, because it's going to come back on you. You know, I always say that it's not the price of something you should look at, it's the value it provides. You know, and if you're getting enough value from something, that money and price and whatever it is that you received will come back to you, you know, in leaps and bounds. That being said, there are areas where you can save money and actually live a certain lifestyle and get into tremendous shape without actually having to break your bank. I've done an episode in the past about how to live the fitness lifestyle on a lean budget. This one's going to be geared more towards the new year and that post-Christmas time when you just literally are trying to get through to your next paycheck at the end of the month. I did it for years. I remember that feeling. And hopefully the tips that I'm going to offer in this episode will support you as much as they help me. So number one, what I found really affected me is your gym membership is going to be one of the costs in January that is going to definitely hit your bank. And it's going to affect your actual disposable income, because we tend to overeat and overdrink and take an excess of everything in the Christmas period that we feel we need a gym membership as soon as we get back to our routine in January. And that works. And if you're a gym person and you already have membership or you're signing up for the month, then by all means, keep that and that will work great. But there is alternative ways to doing it. I remember there was 1 year when I went back to London and my gym membership, I think, was £70 or £80, and I couldn't afford it. I did not have £70 or £80 that I could use for gym. So what I did was I bought myself a set of dumbbells for, I think it was £15, and I started workout from home, and I started doing workouts outside and running and cycling, which was free until my wage came through at the end of the month, and then I re-signed up to the gym. So there is ways around it if you don't have a lot of cash. For example, in my online program, I have a full home workout, and about a third of everyone that goes through that program does the home workouts because of time restraints. So I have a lot of busy business people or workers that don't have a lot of time, or I have a lot of stay-at-home mums and people that literally have a 40-50 minute window and that's all they can train in. So even driving to and from the gym is going to take up too much time and they haven't got that time in the day. So about a third of all people do that home workout. That workout was born out of me not being able to afford my gym membership in the January period, you know. So if you have a set of dumbbells, you're going to be able to do amazing things at home, and you can do a full body workout. Like, my online program is split on a push-pull legs, a circuit workout, and then a fat loss Metcon. And you can do everything that you need from home if you can't afford a gym membership in January. On the flip side of that, there's also smart ways to find gym membership at a good price. You know, what happens to a lot of people is they will pay big gym membership for a place that has, say, a pool and a sauna and a steam room and never use them. You know, if you're looking to just get in shape and it's just a gym you want, go to a place that has a gym, you know, a leisure center or a gym, and that's all they have, because the cost is going to be reduced because you're not paying for all these extra things that you may or may not use. A lot of the time, if you have a swimming pool, a sauna, and a steam room, it's going to literally double the price and treble, in some cases, the cost of the gym membership in that place. So if you're going to pay 30 or 40 pound a month or 30 or 40 euro a month for your gym membership. If you go to a place that has a swimming pool, you may be paying 80, 90, 100, and that might be too much for your budget. So just be aware that there's a massive difference in prices in gyms depending on what each place provides. You know I work training out of the warehouse gym in Galway. They do incredible offers through the year, and people sign up and they do offers in January. And I know there's other gyms in Galway and other gyms in the country and other gyms in the world. You know, I live in California, I live in London, and they do the same thing, that will give you offers, and that's a good time to sign up to them, you know. But also knowing that if you're going to a place with a pool and a sauna and a steam room, you're going to play through the nose for that. You're going to pay more money for those services. If you use them and you're a swimmer and you literally can't live without your sauna or steam room post-workout, then maybe it's worth paying the extra money and getting it. But if you're not using those things, then they're going to be just a waste, and they're places, they're expenses that you could be saving to support your lifestyle elsewhere. The next thing I find is supplements. I'm so pro and anti supplements depending on the time of the day you catch me, because the ones that work incredibly well. You know, the ones that I have in my online program, your quality whey protein or rice protein, if you're on the vegan version of the plan, branched chain amino acids, creatine, beta-alanine, L-carnitine tartrate, green tea extract, the ones that are tested, trialed, and proven at work, and the ones I use myself, I love those supplements. They're incredible and they work really well. They're relatively inexpensive because you can buy them in bulk and save yourself a lot of money. And I talked about that in the lean budget episode on how to get fit on a budget, where I talked about buying your supplements in bulk. What happens in the new year is people will try and pool together 40, 50, 60 euro and they go and buy themselves a fat burner because they want to speed up their progress. Fat burners, I'm gonna clarify it now, they do work. The over-the-counter fat burners that have a whole lot of stimulants and a lot of caffeine and a lot of other things that send your body into a fight or flight, they do work. They will allow you to lose more body fat because stimulants and the other caffeine and ingredients that are added to these fat burners will send your body into a constant state of fight or flight. Normally they're time released, which basically means that they're going to drip feed your body through the day, so that there's a stimulant in your body all through the day, keeps your body in a constant state of fight or flight, which means you're not going to be hungry, which works as an appetite suppressant. So when you eat less food and you're training and have more energy in the absence of food, you're going to get a weight decrease or body fat decrease because you are burning more calories than you're consuming. But what happens with these things is, one, if you have any issue with anxiety or sleep, it's going to absolutely 10x that problem. You know, I, through my years of competing, I have experimented with every fat burner I can think of, probably every single one over the market, and put other shit into my body when I was competing. And the anxiety it gave me, because my body was in a constant state of fight or flight, and it's only on reflection now about, I was so anxious about the way I looked and the way I felt, and I couldn't even see it at the time, was because I was so attached to the idea of looking a certain way and getting my weight down and getting my body fat down, that I would just take anything or use anything in order to do that. Not realizing that it was literally sending my body into a state of fight or flight every time I used a high stimulant fat burner or whatever other supplement that I was taking. So what happened there was my anxiety went through the roof. I couldn't sleep as a result of it because my body was constantly being time released with caffeine and other stimulants. So I couldn't nod off and sleep. So that was making me more anxious because I wasn't sleeping. That's what happens when you take a fat burner. So they're all the physiological things. On top of that, it's kind of like when you lose body fat from excess stimulants and excess fight or flight response, it's kind of like pulling back an elastic band, because when you let go of it and you go back to eating normal food and come off these stimulants and come off these caffeine, high dose caffeine and high dose fight or flight stimulants, your body will rebound back the other way when you eat the food, because you've gone from eating and functioning fine on 1,000 calories or 1,500 calories and having loads of energy and training on these stimulants to going back to eating 2,500 calories. Your body rebounds back and your body fat climbs and your weight normally climbs back up. So you get this terrible rebound effect on supplements as well. So not only have you had the negative effect of the fat burner, you're also going to have spent your 50 or 60 euro on something that's going to rebound you back worse in February or March, and then you've got to go and try and fix that. So my advice would be, if you're getting supplements this time of year, get something that's going to be sustainable for you. Things like L-carnitine tartrate, green tea extract, that'll speed up your metabolism, that'll help push the fat cells and the mitochondria to be burnt as fuel, and won't affect your central nervous system, won't send you into a massive state of fight or flight. And they're cheaper. They, because these ingredients get added into the over-the-counters, they can bump up the price and put a lovely, you know, package on the fat burner and then sell it for treble the price. You can buy green tea extract in Carrington Tariff Trade. You can buy 3 months supply for like €30 for both of them, which is like half the price of a month fat burner. So you'll save yourself a fortune and not mess up your body in the long term. And then the last thing I'll offer is, this is basically what I used throughout my entire time teaching in London when I was on a low wage and paying a high amount of rent, was shopping around for different food deals in different stores. You know, I'm in a fortunate position right now that I can buy my food largely. I buy all my meat from Heaney's. I buy as much of my veg and stuff organic without pesticides, so it doesn't affect my body. And I'm in a fortunate position where I can do that now. But there was a time in my life when I couldn't. You know, I've talked about the time when I literally had to go through my couch in London to search for pennies and search for enough money so I could use the bus, because I had blown all of my money trying to set up my personal training business and I'd left teaching, and it's a very, very humbling experience. So I know what it's like to have nothing, to have no money, and to have that the main source of your anxiety in life, and it's a horrible feeling. But it did lead me to be more resourceful with where I got my food from. You know, what I would offer is, look in different stores, your Tesco's, your Lidl's, your Aldi's, your Dunn's, you know, your Sainsbury's if you're in the UK, you know, whatever those stores look like for you, and shop around for different deals. You know, the one thing I wouldn't cheap out on is your meat and your fish. You know, the cheaper the meat normally has more antibiotics, it normally has more hormones, it normally has more shit added to it that's going to have a long-term negative effect on your body. If you really have a little bit of extra cash, I would always opt for good meat, good fish, and cut the costs elsewhere. But there was a time when I lived in London and I would go to Sainsbury's for my fish, I would go to Lidl for my chicken, and then I'd go to Tesco for my veg, because it was cheaper in those three stores. So I had more time and less money, so I would literally go to the different stores and I would pick the deals and the offers that were there. In the month of January, go check out the different stores and then buy those foods. You know, you'll also, the same as supplements, if you buy things in bulk, you tend to save more money. You know, if you buy 3 kilos of turkey mince, it's going to cost you less per kilo than if you buy 500 grams at a time. So buying your things in bulk, it's a little bit more money up front, but you save yourself over the entire month. So I would offer to save yourself on your food bill, because anyone that's been living a fitness lifestyle, if you're listening to this podcast, you know, you're probably in the gym, you run, you play sport, you probably do something that keeps you active, so you're eating food that supports that, and it can get costly. So I would cut the corners where you can on that, and shop around for different deals, and when places are doing offers, bulk up on them. I remember literally at one stage when blueberries were on sale in Tesco, I'd say nearly a full freezer worth, and I froze them, you know, because they were like £2 or whatever it was for 500 grams of blueberries, which was like half the price as normal. And I spent as much money as I could on them, and I put them in the freezer, and then I had them for the next 2 months. You know, you got to get a little bit resourceful in order to save yourself money. And over this next month, that's going to be the thing that separates you from, you know, getting back in shape the right way and having money at the end of the month in order to live your normal lifestyle. So the main takeaway from today is going to be to check out your gym. You know, if working out at home is going to be more cost effective for you, then get yourself onto an online program, or check out my Facebook Lives that I'm doing. I'm doing my body weight fat loss circuits on Facebook Live, and I do those any morning that I'm doing them. I put them on Facebook Live so you can join me and you can literally just do it alongside me. So that's a workout you can do at home. Get yourself onto an online program or onto a one-to-one trainer that can design you a program to do at home with your dumbbells, that, or get yourself into an affordable gym that, and decide if you need the pool, if you need the sauna, if you need the steam room, save yourself money there. On your supplement side, don't go breaking the bank for a fat burner that's going to leave your body in a rebound state in 6 weeks time, 8 weeks time, or whatever you come off. If you are going down the supplement route, go with L-carnitine tartrate, green tea extract, the stuff that won't upset your body in a negative way and is going to save you more money, and then shop around for your food. Go check out the different supermarkets and different places that have food available to them, and that's going to save you a lot of money. I did that my entire duration when I was in London, particularly when I was trying to get my business off the ground first, because I was putting money back into equipment. So any excess cash I had, I was trying to build my business with it. So I had to really cut corners in terms of my own gym, in terms of my food, and in terms of my supplements. And they're kind of the tips that I used, but they work incredibly well for January, because I do remember that period when I couldn't afford my gym membership when I went back to London in January. So hopefully this episode helps you loads. Okay, so a couple of questions sent in from Facebook Live yesterday. Hey, Brian, what are the top supplements to get on a budget? Okay, basically, I would always pick your supplements based on whatever your specific goals are. So if your goal is to build muscle or lose body fat, you're going to prioritize your supplements based on whatever your specific goals are. So for example, in my online program, in the muscle building version, I've got different supplement sections. There is a muscle building section, a fat loss section, a health section, and a sleep section, depending on whatever your specific goals are. If you are trying to build muscle primarily, I would get your hands on obviously a good whey protein and branched chain amino acids. They'd be the advice I'd give if fat loss is your goal as well. And then depending on whether you're trying to build more muscle or lose more body fat or do both, you want to prioritize things like creatine and beta-alanine to build muscle. Creatine is going to pull more water underneath the muscle, which means that you're going to be able to lift more weight or do more reps for the same weight that you normally would lift. It's kind of like if you have a 2-liter bottle of water and you fill that water bottle up to the top, it's very hard to maneuver and you can put a lot of pressure on it. Where in that, if that bottle is empty, you can twist it, you can crack it, you can do what you want with it. Creatine pulls water underneath the muscle, similar to filling up a water bottle. So it means you can put more pressure on it and put more tension on it, which leads to more muscle growth. That's how you build with creatine. Beta-alanine then will buffer lactic acid. So it means that pain you get when you train, beta-alanine can push that threshold past the normal point. So it means that you can work to failure and your failure level will actually be at a higher level, or that you'll be able to do more reps or you'll be able to use more weight to fail at the same weight or intensity level that you were working at previously. So they work really well. And then L-carnitine tartrate and green tea extract that I talked about earlier, about how one will elevate metabolism, green tea extract will elevate metabolism, and L-carnitine tartrate will push fat cells into the mitochondria to be burnt as fuel. So they'll speed up your fat loss. In terms of prioritizing supplements, you need to get your nutrition on point. You can get incredible results by just getting your nutrition on point. I've had people come through my online program that haven't used any supplements. They will speed up your progress and they will supplement what your diet is missing, and they will speed up your recovery, which means you can train harder, but they're not a necessity. But if you can only get your hands on, you know, two supplements, a good protein powder and branched chain amino acids, and then depending on your goals, creatine and beta-alanine or L-carnitine tartrate and green tea extract. Hey Brian, what's the best home workouts? I can't afford a gym. Again, it comes down to your goals. So if you're trying to build muscle, you still want to be working within your hypertrophy parameters, your, you know, 8 to 10 reps, 3 to 4 sets, working, splitting up your body parts. For example, in my online program, it's a push-pull legs. So you're doing push, which is chest, tricep, shoulders, pull, back, biceps, rear delts, and legs, you know, glutes, hamstrings, quads. If for a hypertrophy version, you know, if you're trying to build more or lose more body fat, you're going to put more intensity into it. You're going to have a decrease on rest. You may have more circuit workouts and body weight. You may have more fat loss metcons. You'll be doing more workouts tailored around whatever your specific goals are. You might have an increase in cardio if fat loss is your primary goal. You'll be working for a higher intensity at your heart rate so that you're getting to 70% of above of your heart rate. You know, 70% of your max heart rate is like your fat burning zone, quote unquote. So anything above that, in theory, depending on your nutrition and everything, means you'll be in your fat burning zone. So you base your home workouts based on that. But it's very, very similar to how you base your gym program. You would just manipulate the environment to use the equipment that you have at home. If you've only got your body weight, you try and manipulate the tempo and the range to fail in the giving parameters with your body weight. If you have dumbbells or a barbell, you do the exact same thing. You manipulate the parameters you're working in by adjusting the weights that you do at home, and you would do something similar in the gym. The only difference is you're doing it from the comfort of your own home as opposed to in the gym. Hey Brian, is swimming good cardio? Yeah, swimming is an amazing cardio. Like I love swimming. I used to swim a mile every morning when I was in college. What I would offer there is, if you're spending way more money on a pool and you're only using it once a month, you may be better to cut your costs there, get yourself a normal gym, and then use your money to supplement your lifestyle elsewhere. But if you find that you love swimming and you do it, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 times a week, whatever your routine is, it's an incredible form of fitness. It's a great form of cardio. It's low impact. So people that have issues with their lower back or their knees or their ankles or whatever, it's very low impact. So it normally doesn't affect a lot of these people that have these niggling injuries that you can get from, you know, road running or from the gym. So it's a really good cardio in that sense. In terms of actual cost, if you're using it, it's like everything. If you're using it, it'll come back to you. It's worth the price if you're using it. And if you're not using it, it's not worth the price. You know, sometimes it's the same as gym membership. If you're paying, you know, €1,000 for a year in the gym, if you're using it every single day and twice some days, it's that's worth more to you than somebody who's paid 100 euros who's only used it once through the entire year, because it's coming back to you and you're using it. You know, always think about the value as opposed to the price, and the value is what you get out of it. Are you going to use it? Are you going to swim every day? Are you going to swim 2-3 times a week? You know, in that sense, then definitely go to a gym that has a pool and use that as your cardio, because it's an incredible source of cardio and it's an incredible source for fitness because of the different zones that you're going to be working in. And I personally love it myself because it's part of my background, even though I haven't done it in years, but it's something that I must go back to. All right, massive thank you to everybody for listening. I hope you're back on track now in this new year and you've got yourself set up with a program, you're back eating the right way, you're using the supplements that you need, and you're back feeling so much better after that post-Christmas excess of food and drink, because I know I did the exact same thing and I'm starting to get back into the full routine now. For more information on me, you can check out my blog or sign up to my newsletter on www.briankeyfitness.com. You can head over to my Snapchat, BrianK019, which is my most active platform at the minute. I open it up every day for Q&As back and forth, and any questions that ever come in from the podcast come in via Snapchat. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all at Brian Keane Fitness, particularly Facebook at the minute. I'm using the Facebook Live for Q&As back and forth, and for my workouts that I do normally in the morning that you can do with me before work. And if you want to get yourself some free fat loss high intensity workouts before you head off on your day, find me on Facebook Live, Brian Keane Fitness on Facebook. And thanks to Cullum at Voxonic for putting the episode up on iTunes. We're hopefully going to get it on Stitcher, and we're going to be on Android soon, and hopefully get it onto Spotify so you'll be able to listen to it on whatever platform suits you best. So a massive thank you again for downloading. Hope this episode helped loads. Catch you guys soon.